Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a fast pitch game? You know that feeling when anxiety creeps in, fear whispers doubts in your ear, and suddenly the world feels a little too big to handle? Well, guess what? We're not alone. Everyone feels this way sometimes. But here's the Stoic secret: you don't have to be ruled by fear and anxiety. You can actually use them as fuel for growth and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming those pesky fears and anxieties with a healthy dose of courage. Because let's face it, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when you're scared. It's about facing your fears head-on, understanding them, and ultimately choosing action over paralysis. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that have been life-changing for me. 1. Recognize your fear. The first step to conquering any challenge is acknowledging it. Don't try to ignore or suppress your fears, they're telling you something. What are they trying to warn you about? Once you identify the root of your fear, you can start to address it directly. It's like that scary movie scene where the hero finally turns around and faces the monster. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Fear often thrives on negative self-talk. That inner voice telling you can't do this, or you'll fail miserably. Yeah, that voice needs to be put in its place. Challenge those thoughts with logic and reason. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support these fears? What's the worst that could realistically happen? And more importantly, what's the best that could happen if you overcome your fear? 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and our choices. When anxiety hits, focus your energy on things within your sphere of influence. Take a deep breath, break down the problem into smaller, manageable steps, and take action, even if it's just a small one. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how anxiety often feels like it's happening in the future or stuck in the past? Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment. When fear arises, try focusing on your breath, your senses, and what you're experiencing right now. This simple practice can help calm your racing thoughts and bring a sense of clarity. 5. Embrace growth. Remember, courage isn't about being fearless, it's about showing up even when you are afraid. Every time you face a fear, even a small one, you're building resilience and strengthening your character. Think of each challenge as an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn, adapt, and become a more capable version of yourself. Think about the last time you felt truly courageous. Maybe it was standing up for what you believed in, trying something new that scared you, or simply speaking your truth even when it was difficult. What fueled your courage? What was going through your mind at that moment? Let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly your heart starts racing. Your palms sweat, your voice shakes, and you feel like everyone in the room is judging you. That familiar feeling of fear wants to take over. But instead of letting it paralyze you, remember these Stoic principles. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on delivering value to your audience. You've got this. Look, we all have fears and anxieties. It's part of being human. But what sets us apart is our ability to choose how we respond to them. By recognizing our fears, challenging our thoughts, focusing on what we can control, practicing mindfulness, and embracing growth, we can overcome those hurdles and live a more courageous and fulfilling life. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate more courage in your own life? Maybe it's starting a conversation with someone new, trying that activity you've been putting off, or simply speaking up for yourself when you need to. Remember, every act of courage counts. Let me know in the comments below what your biggest takeaway from today's episode is. And don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone who needs a dose of Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep striving for courage and resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.